You have made a wise decision in choosing the Cassettes Radio Hour. I am your host, Shelby Sinca, with
Sadat Owan.
And we are here with Program 2 of the Cassettes Radio Hour. Some of you who have downloaded the first podcast would note that Program 1 was a broadcast of the entire first album, Neath the Pale Moon. In a vintage radio style, of course. Now we are here in between our 2006 fall tour. We have played a week of shows spanning from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, New York City. And now we are home for a few days, home being Washington, D.C., and we will continue with more concerts. This particular podcast will be a rebroadcast of our live radio performance in Italy in the year 2003, when the band consisted of I, Stephen Guidry, and Sadat Owan, a three-piece. We performed songs that were to be recorded later, actually, songs that ended up on our album, Neath the Pale Moon. So this is a rare broadcast of these songs in the three-piece form. Sadat, do you have anything you'd like to say about these particular songs and our experience in Italy?
Oh, yes. Italy. I remember when I left Washington, D.C. with Stephen Guidry and our personal belongings and a few items that we needed for the tour, like our tablas and accordions and Moog keyboards, things that we could not rent from Europe or possibly find another band that was using. So We grabbed these things and we went. We arrived in London, which was my idea because it was cheaper of the flights to instead of getting to mainland. What I did not account for was the actual journey that we would be taking to get to Torino, Italy. We decided to take the train from the airport and get to the Channel train, and we had to switch there. And so once we switched there, then we took the Channel train after I had convinced a few Scottish ladies that I was from Scotland. And we took the Channel train, we went to Lille, which is 1 hour north of Paris by train, and decided to stay there for 2 days.
Now these Scottish ladies, I'm sorry to interrupt, they were the train conductors, they were working on the train. What is the meaning of the Scottish ladies?
Oh, they were just old grandmothers that just I had to ask a question from, and I decided to ask in a Scottish accent, and they actually thought I was Glaswegian.
Very convincing accent. And now it's to be noted that Sadat and Stephen underestimated the difficulty of their equipment they were bringing. Not the difficulty in the equipment themselves, but the difficulty in bearing all this equipment through land, sea, air, etc. And they employed the use of tennis racket tape to help their hands bear the weight of these items, and with the handles, because as you know, these handles can dig into your hands. And some of you have been out at our shows recently, you can note that we have a large merchandise box which has rope handles, and we've been searching for this tennis tape that we have not found. Anyway, continuing onward, we performed in Italy on this radio program. Not quite sure what station it was or what city. Do you recall the city?
I believe it was Torino. I believe we had the radio station program in Torino because I was friends with the Alice bands.
Alice being the label that originally released the second Cassettes album, Over the Mountain, which we toured behind as a three-piece. And Mr. Arthur Harrison, our theremin player, joined us officially after this tour, but he met us before the tour at the Galaxy Hut, where we performed and Stephen forgot his Moog power supply. So because of that, he just played accordion, and Arthur happened to have a theremin in the back of his truck and played some of the songs with us. So we left as a three-piece with the memory of a show we played with Mr. Arthur Harrison and returned to be a four-piece. Now we're going to continue on with our program and the songs we performed on the Italian radio station. Songs that ended up on our album Neath the Pale Moon, which has just been released on Buddyhead Records.
711, via Cinere 111, da Washington DC, dagli States, The Cassettes, dal vivo insieme agli italiani Disco Drive, band che noi conosciamo molto bene, guidata da Jacopo della Lice Records e Andrea Pomini della Love Bot Records. Innanzitutto diamo il benvenuto a Jacopo. Ciao Jacopo.
Ciao.
Come va? Tutto a posto?
È un po' caldo, comunque.
Fa un
tutto
po' caldo
bene.
Anche perché siamo tantissimi. Ci siamo preparati in questi 10 minuti, meno male che non c'è la webcam che ci vede tutto il casino che facciamo. Perché quest'oggi accogliamo con estremo piacere i Cassettes. Hi guys, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Everything is fine?
Hello, that's you.
Hello. So you should speak a little bit closer to the mic.
Wait.
Talk loud.
Hi.
Okay, now
you are
with us.
Yes. Yes.
The Cassettes da Washington DC. Salutiamo, se mi ricordo ancora i nomi, Jacopo mi aiuterà, Shelby, Steven e Sadat.
Is it? Hello.
Hello, yes, hello, Sadat. Welcome. So, allora, abbiamo pochi microfoni, però comunque loro sono pronti con gli strumenti, suoneranno domani. Vogliamo fare una breve introduzione ai Cassettes o The Cassettes? Già questa prima domanda sull'accento.
It's Cassettes.
The Cassettes. Washington DC, Jacopo, io ho letto alcune schede biografiche molto veloci, quelle che si fanno per i concerti. Washington DC, probabilmente la città, ha indotto molti a scrivere The Cassettes. Post-rock, eccetera. In realtà non è proprio così. Io ho ascoltato il disco dei Cassettes, che è bellissimo, ci sono delle ballate molto semplici, molto, molto aperte da questo punto di vista, molto open. Probabilmente qualcuno, dato che ha visto che arrivavano da Washington DC, ha pensato, beh, qua c'è dentro tutta la scena di Washington, no Jacopo?
Esatto, sì. Beh, loro si sono evoluti abbastanza. I primi dischi erano molto più indie rock classico, adesso sono più, hanno cambiato anche formazione. Tra l'altro il disco che è uscito questa settimana per Alice è l'ultimo registrato con la vecchia formazione ed è quello più rock. Adesso hanno molte influenze, come se si fosse qui si potrebbe vedere dai loro strumenti, un po'
sì,
più strane, dal country al blues.
Più roots, esatto, direi, esatto. Jacopo, sei d'accordo con me? Il disco dei Cassettes esce per Alice Records, complimenti, hai pizzicato una band americana, la prima,
sì,
su Alice.
Esatto, è la prima, in questo caso non è merito mio, ma del mio socio Alessio, che qui non c'è, ci sta ascoltando da casa, e salutiamo, e comunque sì, è il primo gruppo americano. E siamo contenti di averli qui.
E sicuramente porterà grande fortuna alla Lice Records.
Speriamo.
Hello Shelby.
Hello.
How are you? With
fantastic.
A wonderful guitar. My God, it's great. I was talking with Jacopo about the mail that I received in these days to promote your gig tomorrow in Turin. And probably because you come from Washington DC, everybody talk about, hey, this band plays post rock or things like that. Then I listened to the record and I said, this is a very simple, I mean, emotional record. There is everything. There is ballads, there is music, there is rock, there is a kind of indie mark, indie music mark in your music. And then Jacopo were talking to us about the fact that you are a little bit changing in the new record that we will listen to maybe tomorrow night, surely tomorrow night. Isn't that true?
Yeah, we're getting some changes. Basically, there's a new band I'm playing with now. The record that you heard is with the old lineup, and as of October, started playing with Sadat, and Steven joined a few months ago, and over time we've been recording and writing a new record, but a lot of the old record, it's a transition to the new sound, so.
Ok, diceva proprio che il nuovo disco sarà comunque un passaggio, una transizione dai vecchi suoni invece ai nuovi suoni dei Cassettes. So, Shelby, Sadat and Steven, what does it mean to come from a place like Washington DC, where there is so much great music around, especially that arrives in Europe? We have a kind of myth about Washington DC. Is that true, or in Washington everything is normal, like in other city of the States?
Nah, there's a really good music scene there. They're very supportive. So it's
small, but it's since it lacks the big attention of like the big media, like in New York or Los Angeles or anything. I think it just gets down to business, to making music, opposed to worrying about your haircut or your pants you're wearing.
Ok, ci dice appunto che Washington DC forse ha molto più attenzione rispetto per quanto riguarda appunto i media. In realtà poi è molto simile ad altre città per quanto riguarda il business della produzione musicale. Però i Cassettes sono anche qua per farci qualche canzone del vivo. Some song live today at Radio Flash. Welcome, of course. And I would have a request suddenly. Is it that possible or not? Or are you playing some music? I would like to listen, and you got the right guitar for that song, Jukebox.
We could do that.
You could do that?
I will do it.
Do as you want.
Okay,
if you have something right now, we can listen, and then maybe at the end, when it's time to say bye, we will listen. My favorite song, Jukebox, has got a guitar that is really stimulating.
Yeah.
Why? Thank you.
Okay, so music, the Cassettes, che saranno domani dal vivo allo Spazio 211.
feel in different times. I believe once that we dreamt the same dream, me and the old boys. I'll let it go, escape to my secret place. Under the stars, it's my saving grace. Time with music as a wine, calling forgotten lies. My story moves along through these many songs, open books, flaming pages. I'll let it go, escape to my secret place. My saving grace. So bright, the light that doesn't lie. Past all of my machines, I'm moved by things unseen. Me and my life. I'll let it go, escape to my secret place. Under the stars, it's my saving grace. I'll let it go, escape to my secret place. Under the stars, it's my saving grace.
Cassettes dal vivo su 97.6 di Radio Flash, potrete ascoltare la loro musica domani sera allo Spazio 211, giovedì 3 luglio, insieme ai Cassettes da Washington DC, USA, i Disco Drive. What was the name of the song, guys?
Arlington Life.
Self-internal life. Abbiamo capito benissimo.
It's good enough.
There is not on the record, that's why I can understand very properly.
It's new.
It's new. So, what do you expect from this gig? Is it your first time in Italy? La vostra prima volta qui in Italia?
It
cosa
is.
Vi aspettate? Molto curioso sapere, riuscire a capire cosa si aspettano i musicisti americani quando vengono in Italia. It's always very curious to know what they do, what musician do expect from Italian gig.
Well, with my last band, I was playing in a punk band, and
we set up punk.
I think we played in Padova, and we basically ended up at a squat, and there was no electricity. And then someone brought a generator, and it was really cold, and I fell asleep next to a heater, and there was no one there. Then at about 11 or 12 o'clock at night, it was filled with people, and then we had to play a show. Like, my friend woke me up in 5 minutes. He's like, "We got to play," and I played in my full winter coat because it was freezing, and I thought we sounded terrible and everyone loved us.
Ok, Shelby ci stava raccontando una sua precedente esperienza con un gruppo punk che è stato qualche tempo fa a Padova, in un posto occupato dove non c'era elettricità. Ci raccontava che poi ha dovuto suonare con la giacca, con il cappotto, perché faceva un freddo incredibile. Questa comunque è un'esperienza che si ritrova molto nei gruppi, soprattutto i gruppi punk che poi girano un certo circuito. Comunque, insomma, anche questo è il fascino poi delle prime esperienze place in Italia. So, guys, you have a second song for us.
Yes, we have
Jukebox.
We have a little intro.
Too. How much? Yeah. Should we do
Jukebox or my
Jukebox?
We have
a little intro right before it here.
Uh-huh.
Where Sadat sings in Urdu.
So ricordiamo, let's remember also to the audience that the instruments, ci sono delle percussioni, c'è una chitarra bellissima che ho già descritto prima, e poi c'è anche una fisarmonica, una concertina. Jacopo, ci sono, forse questo fa riferimento un po' al discorso che si faceva prima del cambio di suoni rispetto ai cassette, quello di andare a cercare, di andare un po' a scovare anche nelle radici della musica, forse la presenza di strumenti tra virgolette tradizionali è dovuto anche a ciò.
Sì, esatto, come ha detto Shelby, lui suonava in un gruppo punk, questo per dire sempre che quello che ho sempre detto nelle volte che sono venuto qui, che insomma il punk non è poi quello stereotipo che la gente si immagina, e poi possono venire fuori cose come questa che è molto distante da quello che una persona tra virgolette normale penserebbe pensando a un gruppo punk. Loro hanno attuato tutta questa politica tra virgolette di recupero di un certo tipo di tradizioni. Sadat per esempio ascolta country degli anni 20 e cose di questo genere, per cui è tutto un ripescare e rimescolare tutto.
So, next song, guys, are you ready?
Yes.
Go. The cassettes.
Past high sea. Oh, where's his cabin roof. Oh, he'd not end in. Over the sun, over the sun, over the sun.
Complimenti a The Cassettes, questa era la bellissima, ve l'avevo detto, jukebox, un country blues molto molto emozionante.
Grazie.
So guys, thank you very
grazie.
Much. Can
grazie.
You speak something else than grazie in Italian? Did you learn something in these days?
Infradita non scampita.
Cosa? Infradito?
Non scampito.
Si è comprato le infradito.
Ah,
eh.
The shoes that are very trendy. Yes, for female, honestly, not
shoes,
for male.
It was so hot. Some sandals.
He likes sandals.
Capisci? So guys, so tomorrow night allo spazio 211 dal vivo. Tomorrow there will be the same instruments on stage, or there will be also an electric part.
There's electric part.
Yeah. Ah, ci sarà anche la parte elettrica, quindi chitarra elettrica, immagino.
Some keyboards.
Yeah, he plays a Moog.
Hi, Steven. Sorry, you were far away from the microphone.
So far from the microphone.
And I play.
I'm the neglected one.
Ah, c'è la chitarra, le tastiere, poi.
Drum set as well.
Poi ci sarà tutta il set della batteria.
And these were tablas, they're an Indian drum.
E tablas che sono pure percussioni indiane.
So we have two parts of our set.
The show will be divided into parts, one acoustic and the other one much more electric, is that
it'll
true?
Be mixed together.
Okay,
we go from one to the other.
There's a flow to it.
Okay.
Yeah, flow.
Come witness.
Like the ocean.
Come l'oceano, sarà una cosa fluente, ci sarà
the
un
delta.
Po' di acustica, un po' di elettricità. Allora, do you know that tomorrow before your gig they will play some fancy guys called Disco Drive?
No.
Who's that?
You know these guys?
Wait, who is Disco Drive?
I love Alessio from Disco Drive.
Oh, Alessio. I love Jacopo and Andrea.
Smelby.
They've been gracious enough to let us stay at their houses and break their things.
Infatti ringraziamo
ciao,
pubblicamente
capo.
Jacopo, dato che sono stati ospitati. Sono arrivati un paio di giorni fa, vero Jacopo? A casa tua, quindi c'è stata anche la possibilità di girare un po' per la città, mi auguro per loro. Caro Jacopo, lo vedo un po' distrutto. Domani sera Spazio 211, Spaziale Summer 2003, giovedì 3 luglio, The Cassettes da Washington DC USA e Disco Drive dall'Italia. E poi ricordiamo che a seguire ci sarà anche la Stars Night a cura del DJ di Radio Flash, che domani farà una bella seratona, la Stars Night, il nostro amico Robbie Vaio. Okay, The Cassettes, the time is over. See you tomorrow. Do you want to invite personally the listeners? Do you have something
yes.
to say specially?
Come out.
In the American
Urdu.
Style?
Urdu.
If there's any
in
Pakistani
Urdu.
People there. Yar.
You're originally Pakistani, Sadat. You're from Pakistan.
Yes, and Afghanistan.
Pakistan, Afghanistan. So.
Yes.
Un mix.
Ya hale, bayo, bano, khawatino, hazrat.
Questo era un messaggio in pakistano e per gli amici pakistani all'ascolto di Radio Flash.
Mervani, shukriya.
Shukriya. Shukriya, grazie.
Can't you come from Feria? You can come at listen for the cassette.
Oui,
Swedish.
Ok, anche in svedese ringraziamo Steven, Shelby e Sadat. I cassettes domani sera dal vivo Spazio 211. Ringraziamo anche Jacopo che ce li ha portati. Ci lasciamo
Jacopo!
Proprio con
Jacopo!
Con bonito. La musica dei Disco Drive. Volete fare un corretto di Nice Prize Rock and Roll? Nice Prize Rock and Roll. The song, the hit from the Fancy Boys.
We're gonna hear some Disco Drive now?
Huh? Yes, Disco Drive. Very grazie, nice. Cassettes. Like. Tomorrow l'appuntamento, yes, domani sera. Nice. Bye bye, guys.
Ciao.
Bye. Ciao. Good office.
Arrivederla.
What you just heard at the tail end of the Italian broadcast is a song by Disco Drive, the band that we toured with in Europe in 2003, and the band that we recorded a split 7-inch with that was released on Bachelor Records from Germany that we currently still have for sale at our tours and on our website, www.thecassettes.com. Now we're wrapping up this second program of the Cassettes Radio Hour. The next one, we hope to have some songs from Neath the Pale Moon that didn't make the final cut that we may release later as an iTunes-only release, or perhaps some of the material will end up on our next album. This is Shelby Sinca and Sadat Awan, who is currently away from the microphone, signing off.
Better mind the words I say. gravy on your right. I suppose everything is nice, long as there's a watermelon on the vine. Everything is fine. You got no time to work, you got no time to play, busy doing nothing all the live long day. I knows you won't ever change, no matter what I say. You're just made that way. Lazy bones, sleeping in the shade. How you expect to get your cornmeal made? Never get your cornmeal made. Sleeping in the evening shade. When taters need spraying, I bet you keep praying the bugs fall off of the vine. And when you go fishing, I bet you keep wishing the fish won't grab at your line. Lazy bones, loafing through the day, how you expect to make a dime that way? You'll never make a dime that way.